Hey guys, it's Lupin. It's time for another one of our weekly rambles. God, I hate myself. I hope you guys are doing well this week. I know things are kind of crazy right now, but I hope you guys are keeping safe and keeping well, and trying not to let stress get to you too much. Sounds kind of a tough ask right now, but just stay as calm as possible, and when you can't, try some breathing exercises, try to ground yourself. I don't know, that's what works for me lately, so I hope they work for you. On happier notes, what I've been doing lately, a lot of work. Because of the whole craziness stuff, I'm working from home now, so just kind of handling that as it comes, figuring out how to get my work transferred over to being at home, and a whole lot of drama there. So I've been doing a lot of my day job work, which means I haven't really been doing too much in the side of audio, unfortunately, because audio is the most fun stuff for me. But, you know, gotta make money, especially in times like these. So, I've been doing a lot of, lots of work. But, what else is going on? I have been trying to upload to YouTube more. That's kind of my new goal, is to be more consistent on YouTube. I love my Safe for Work stuff so much. So much. So, I'm trying to be more consistent over there. Because I produce quite a bit of Not Safe for Work every month, especially when you consider my Patreon. I mean, I'm always putting stuff out there, and then I'm in tons of collabs, so those are coming out, and then I release regular, free audios when I can. So, that's just a whole lot of there. But I've been slacking on my Safe for Work stuff, so I'm just trying to keep it a little more consistent on that end. Also on the YouTube front, the very, very, very generous and helpful, Winners Are for Losers, my dear Winnie, has been helping me out with getting my Twitch streams onto YouTube. I have a whole nother YouTube channel that's going to be coming up for that. And I have shitty download speeds, as a lot of you guys know. And so Winnie has been uploading all my past VODs that he has collected to YouTube. Because if you don't know, Twitch only saves your VODs for 2 weeks. And so this way we'll be able to have like an actual long history of my VODs and stuff, which is awesome, which is really, really cool. So that's awesome to see. I don't know when that'll go up exactly. We're kind of, I've done quite a few streams and we're trying to get them all put up. So, but once that comes out, I'll definitely make sure to put a post on my Reddit. But big thank you to Winnie for that, because without him, I would forget a ton of things, because he's like my little alarm clock and he's always good at reminding me, to upload stuff for that. So thanks, Winnie. What else? So yeah, I've got a big project that's going to be coming out sometime soon. It requires me to do a lot of editing, and I've been struggling to get motivation and time for editing lately. So I've got an audio that's ready to go for me. Like, I recorded it, ready to go. I just have to edit it, and I don't feel like editing. So it's like, ugh, that sucks. But anyway, that's just kind of my life right now. I'm like just avoiding it. Like, it's just stuck there. I don't need to do anything with it. I've got it if I want it. I don't want it. I don't know. I've been having, I don't know if you guys get like this, but like for the past three or four days, I've been having this back and forth in my head. I've been having this back and forth of, I want a Nintendo Switch, because I have a Wii U. I have a Nintendo Wii U, and I'm perfectly happy with that. I like my Wii U. I've always liked it. And it's like still in perfect condition. And I hardly play it as is, but I really want Animal Crossing New Leaf, you guys. So I impulse went to the store yesterday at night to go get myself a Switch. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get it. I really shouldn't be buying myself a Switch right now. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise to find out that they were out. They're sold out everywhere. Because not only are they sold out at that store that I went to, they are sold out at GameStop, at Target, at Walmart, at freaking Best Buy, like Amazon. Every single place that you can look for a Switch, they're sold out. Now, they have 40,000 Switch lights, like 40 million of them, but no Switches. And I need a Switch because if I get it, I want to stream it, you know? And you can only stream on the regular Switch. So it's just like, it's been an ordeal. But now I'm back to the thing where I'm like, I don't need it. I really don't need it. I don't need to spend the money. Like after I left the store yesterday, I was like, I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need to spend the money. It's a good thing. It's a blessing that it wasn't there. And then this morning, all my friends are getting the game and they're all talking about playing it. And I'm like, oh, I do need it. And then today I went and played New Leaf on my DS, Animal Crossing New Leaf on my DS. And I was like, oh, I forgot how much I hate the fact that it's day cycles, that you can't like sleep. You can only do like a regular day. And I know there's like cheats and stuff, but I don't want to fuck around with cheats. But like, I'm just like, ah, everything is frustrating. So, that's been annoying. But anyway, so that's kind of been my life. So now I'm back on the I don't need a Switch train. We'll see how long that lasts. We'll see what happens when Switches come back in stock. And then I'm like, I need a Switch, right? Oh my lord. Oh my gosh. Anyway, what have you guys been up to? I hope you guys have been having a lot of fun. If you guys want to give me suggestions of new movies to watch. Oh my god, I just saw that there was a new. Oh my god, $20 to rent it? No. Okay, you're actually going to watch me do something, or you're going to listen to me do something right now, because I love Jane Austen. And I love Jane Austen's Emma. And apparently there's a new Jane Austen Emma. There's a new copy of it. A new version of it that just came out in 2020. I'm going to watch the trailer right now. You're going to hear me watch the trailer and comment on it. Okay. Okay, that was kind of clever. It was kind of cute. I like Emma's dad. I need to see what they do with Mr. Knightley. I don't like Emma's look. Oh, I don't like Mr. Knightley. Oh, dude, is that Mr. Knightley? Who's Mr. Knightley? Oh, yeah, I don't like Mr. Elton. Introduce me to the characters. Show me which one's Mr. Knightley. What is this? What is this commercial? I don't know who's who. Oh, no, I don't like Mr. Knightley. I do not like Mr. Knightley. Oh, I don't think I like Mr. Knightley. Oh, you guys, I'm upset. Is that Mr. Knightley? Oh, god damn it. Amazon, I don't care about your hand sanitizer. That is Mr. Knightley. Guys, okay, we've watched the commercial. I don't like Mr. Knightley. Mr. Knightley is one of my favorite Austen characters ever. I love the play between Emma and Mr. Knightley. And Mr. Knightley here, no thank you. No thank you. I don't like him, and I'm sad. I'm really sad. Okay, I'll probably watch it because I literally watch like all the Austen movies on repeat, basically, but I'm not gonna like it. Okay, that was probably the most boring thing ever because you can't see it. But if you'd like, watch the trailer on Amazon and then you'll see what I saw. And tell me if you like Mr. Knightley, because your girl don't. All right, that's it. That's it. I'm hanging up. This isn't a phone call. God, I'm weird. All right, guys. I love you. I am going to go record some audios for Patreon. You're going to get some very delicious audios next. Why am I talking like a witch? I don't know. Have fun, y'all. Love ya. Until next week.